The way we spend our money says a lot about how happy we are with life. Paradoxically, the more we spend on ourselves, the more miserable we become. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I like riding the bus into town. I get to see a lot of interesting things. Along the way, there's a store packed to the rafters with kitsch. Expensive gold and black furniture, huge ugly statues. I know we all have different tastes, but this store is cram-packed full of really disgusting stuff. It's not cheap either, and people clearly spend a fortune in this shop. But not just there. Look around at the shopping frenzies going on at your local mall. It seems that we've become addicted to stuff. What was the last thing that you bought for yourself, maybe? An item of clothing or something for the home or for the guys, the latest gadgets? And let me ask you, when it comes to things that really matter in your life, did that thing make you happy? Not just on the day you bought it, but long term in the big scheme of things, is it going to make you happy? No? Wow, there's a surprise. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Jesus said to them, "Be careful and guard against all kinds of greed. People do not get life from the many things they own." There's a big difference between stuff and life, real life, a rich life, a life of meaning and purpose, the sort of abundant life that Jesus died and rose again to give you. Yeah, you. Let's be honest, and we know this anyway, but let's get real here. Stuff never makes you happy. It never has, and it never will. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Look, there's nothing wrong with having things, but when in our heart of hearts we possess things, then they end up possessing us. Listen to me. Jesus came to set you free from things, things that'll never satisfy you. Jesus came to give you a rich and abundant life. So, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.